Good afternoon. Welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. We are here each Sunday at noon. I'm Karen Curtis. I'm here again today with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer & Associates PA, a law firm practicing community association law throughout Florida. As our listeners know, we're here each week to answer all your calls and emails about the issues that make life in your condominium or HOA absolutely crazy from one minute to the next. As always, we would love to get the phone lines going early, answering all of your questions. So give us a call right here in our studio. The number is 877-850-8585. Again, that's 877-850-8585. Or if you prefer to email us your questions, you can do so by visiting the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com and by clicking on the email the show tab.
All right, good afternoon, everybody. And remember, download our new Condo Craze and HOAs app for your iPhone or Android device. It's really great. Here's what it does when you download it. Now, at the touch of a button, you have instant access to all of the Florida laws governing associations, whether it's condos, HOAs, even co-ops, and you even get the Florida Administrative Code. Like I always say, this is going to come in real handy when it's time to do your annual elections and your annual meetings. You can also listen to any past Condo Craze show instantly. You can go to the show's website, see who our sponsors are. You can go to our law firm's website, Glazer & Associates, and find out more about our law firm. Of course, while we're on the air, you can instantly send us your questions and comments, read all of our prior newsletters, register for our seminars, and we have one coming up this week, and read all of our blog articles. Tomorrow's topic, a recap on reserves. That's always a hot topic. A lot of calls, as you remember, last week, Karen, on reserves, and a lot of questions always at the seminar. And again, it's all of this is in one new Condo Craze and HOAs app for your iPhone or Android. Just give it a try. Let us know what you think. And, of course, if you want to call our law firm directly and pick our brains off the air, you can call Glazer & Associates at 855, the number 4, Condo Craze. Again, 855-4 Condo Craze. And the law firm's website, condo-laws.com. Again, condo-laws.com. Well, we have our first call of the day. How about we go to Mary in North Miami? How are you, Mary?
Hi, I'm good. And I hope you can answer my question.
We will try. If not, we'll just make something up. How can we help? How can we help? I'm kidding, Mary. How can we help?
My question is, our board have assessed us, and including me, I mean all of us, and what happened is I have been paying a partial payment towards the assessment since May, and the board have accepted the amount that I have paid. I also rent out a unit for an owner, and I have been paying towards that as well, the partial payment. And now the board has sent an eviction notice to the renter and has confiscated the rent.
Okay.
Is that legal, and what are my options?
Okay, so the bottom line is the board passed a special assessment. You and you've been paying partial payments on that special assessment. You're also renting out a unit, so and the association is taking the rent. The question is, when they passed that special assessment, what were the repayment terms of that special assessment, and are you abiding by them?
Well, they gave us three options. We can pay it in full, 6 months, or 1 year.
Okay.
It's like $5,000 in 1 year.
Right.
For some people, it's more than that.
Okay.
It's almost $8,000 plus the maintenance.
Okay.
Which was also paid at
but
the same time.
But you got to answer my question. My question was, are you paying at least the minimum that you're required to pay under the assessment that the board passed?
Well, they gave us up to a year to pay it.
Okay.
So, in the meantime, I've been contributing, because actually the assessment has not been passed.
Okay.
It's been modified twice, and we're still waiting for them to come back and have a meeting to let us know what the options are.
Okay, if to cut to the chase, is if the special assessment wasn't passed properly, and that's the only reason why they say that you are delinquent, and that's the only reason why they're going after your tenant, then I would say no, they can't do what they're doing, especially if, again, they didn't pass the special assessment correctly. But if they did, and if they gave you a year to pay, and if you're not making the minimum payments that they require under a one-year payment plan, then you are, in fact, delinquent in the payment of your assessments. And when a delinquent owner is delinquent in the payment of assessments to the association now has the right, under a law that was passed a few years ago, to go after your tenant and say, hey, tenant, from now on, you're not going to pay the rent anymore to your landlord, who's delinquent to us. You're going to pay the rent directly to the condo association.
And can I just say something?
Yeah.
But they have accepted the partial payment.
Well, that's just because they're, you know, they're required to accept the partial payment under the law. At least that's the law now in the Third District Court of Appeal, where your condo is located in North Miami. We spoke about a different case that came out a few weeks ago on Florida's West Coast, but at least on Florida's East Coast, they're required to accept partial payments, and just because they do does not mean that you're not delinquent. So, yes, if you're delinquent, they have a right to take that money from your tenant. And wish I had better news for you, Mary, but that's the bottom line at the moment. All right,
the tenant's rent is going to be more than $300 a month, which would be $5,000.
Right,
so
it could be a lot. Right, and it used to be where the tenant was only required to pay the amount of the small condo assessment each month to the association.
Right.
Associations complained. The law was changed. Now the full amount of the rent has to go to the association, as long as the association uses the correct form. So for those associations that are actually listening out there, be careful. It's a great tool you have at your disposal to actually go after the tenant to have him pay the rent directly to the association. But if you don't use the right form, you can't do it. And the form is found in the statute. So actually, again, a lot of negative tools or useless tools have been passed by the legislature over the years, like to get people to pay their delinquent fees, like suspending voting rights, things of that nature. None of that really works. This works. I've seen a lot of times where the association is, in fact, very, very successful in recovering delinquent fees by simply going after the tenant. Okay, still taking your calls, 877-850-8585. Last week was all about reserves and reserve studies, like we said. And to help us out, we had Paul Grafoni on the show from Custom Reserves, a longtime sponsor of the show. So thanks again to Paul and Custom Reserves for being our guest on the show. And as we just said earlier, Karen, it's amazing how many questions we get at our seminars about reserves, the method of reserves, which one they should use, what the funds can be used for, how they can be waived, really what goes into the analysis, and on the questions really don't stop always about reserves. And again, if you want to call Custom Reserves to help you out with that reserve study, you can reach them at 888-927-7865. 888-927-7865. As a matter of fact, today I really would suggest we're about to talk about a lot of important things with a lot of important details. Grab a pen and paper you're going to want them by the radio today. I can certainly tell you that.
And of course, we spoke about how troublesome it can be for a community that gets hit with a storm if they don't have a reserve fund. The unit owners get hit with a special assessment, and if they can't afford to pay it, they're looking at a foreclosure of their home, or they're going to get their rent money taken.
Yeah, exactly. Or they can get their rent money taken, just like Mary had. And that's why, Karen, now the statute actually was amended, and they make you actually sign a form when you vote against the funding of reserves, where it says if you're going to vote against the funding of a reserve account, you're acknowledging the risk that this special assessment can happen to you, and your home may one day be the subject of a foreclosure action. So, here's another hot topic. Let's move on. That the Sun Sentinel ran an article about, and it's whether or not an association can ban Section 8 housing in their community. So the question is, what is Section 8 housing? What is it that makes everybody nervous when they actually hear that phrase, quite frankly? And it's basically housing assistance for the poor. And here's the thing. If someone is eligible for Section 8 housing assistance, that rent is paid directly to the landlord by the government. So there's actually a thought out there that says, as far as an association is concerned, maybe the best person to have at the association is a Section 8 tenant because, you know, the landlord is definitely going to get the rent paid from the government, and therefore the landlord's going to be able to pay the condo association.
All right. Well, let's talk the truth here. There are associations out there who want to restrict Section 8 housing in the community because they're concerned that the quality of the tenants will be troublesome and that they will eventually drag down the community and the values of the homes. But is that necessarily the case?
That's the question of the day, and that's the real, you know, heart of the issue. So the question is, Can an association get sued if they fail to accept Section 8 tenants? And here's what the law actually states. And, you know, keep in mind, Florida and federal law prohibit the denial of a tenant because of their race, their color, their religion, sex, familial status, national origin, age, or handicap. Now, I just named a lot of those, a lot of things, but what you didn't hear is that the statute protects poor people as a protected class. They're not protected. So you can actually discriminate against somebody because they don't have the financial means to move into your community, and you can deny them the right to live in your community. And as we know, this is done every single day here in Florida, and of course it's done all over the country for that matter. So think about that. Let's do this. Let's take our first break of the hour. And when we get back, I want to talk about, again, whether or not an association can be sued for discriminating against people who want to live there with Section 8 housing assistance. Taking your calls, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Is your condominium or HOA in need of accounting services? Look no further. Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is one of South Florida's largest accounting and auditing firms, as recognized by the South Florida Business Journal, and is one of the few accounting firms uniquely specialized to provide accounting services to their growing condominium and homeowner association clientele throughout Florida. With primary offices in Aventura and Boca Raton, satellite offices in Naples and Orlando, and a professional staff of 65, Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is prepared to meet the needs of any condominium or HOA in the state. The professionals at Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg also have experience working with timeshares, cooperatives, hotel condominiums, mixed-use buildings, and ancillary operations like restaurants, spas, and country clubs. Put their 25 years experience in your corner. Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg, 305-937-0116. That's 305-937-0116 or grgcpa.com.
If you've ever thought your management company puts their interest ahead of your association's, speak to Condominium Concepts Management. Get in touch with a professional management company that doesn't own other companies they try to push on your community. Condominium Concepts simply negotiates the best prices and demands the best service from all the association's vendors and providers. There are no kickbacks, no add-up charges, no double talk, and all of the savings are simply passed on to the association. Condominium Concepts Management understands they're there to help your association, not take control of it. Nobody knows your condominium community better than you do. The licensed professionals work as a team with your board of directors to come up with joint ideas to make your community a great place to live. At a time where every dollar counts, Condominium Concepts prides itself on having reasonable fees, same-day response time, educated personnel, and an eye toward reducing expenses in your community and saving every unit owner money. Condominium Concepts can also aggressively collect from the association's delinquent owners, always applying a common-sense approach. Call Condominium Management Concepts, 772-618-5370 for a free quote. That's 772-618-5370. Learn how Condominium Concepts is helping communities throughout the Southeast. Visit their website, condominiumconcepts.com.
Need insurance for your condo or HOA? How about getting a question answered by your agent without it taking days or weeks? If so, then you need to speak with our insurance experts at Mack, Mack & Waltz, because we specialize in providing insurance to condo associations and homeowners associations and are a clear leader in this marketplace. Mack, Mack & Waltz has been in business since 1989 and has written over $70 million in insurance premiums. And we're an independent insurance agency representing many insurance companies, which means we can provide the best coverage at the best price. Mack, Mack & Waltz can also provide insurance to unit owners, homeowners, the association, and even auto, boat, life, and health insurances. Our staff consists of licensed professionals, some of whom hold designations such as Certified Risk Manager and Certified Insurance Counselor. And in the event disaster strikes, Mack, Mack & Waltz is quick to respond. Our offices have their own generator and our own management system is web-based, so we can operate anywhere we have an internet connection. The staff at Mack, Mack & Waltz works closely with board members and property managers and regularly attends association meetings to help educate the association about their insurance policies. To learn more about how Mack, Mack & Waltz can save you money and improve your customer service, visit our website, mackinsurance.com, or call 954-640-6225. Mack, Mack & Waltz. Remember us when it comes to insurance.
Never wait for that first drop of water to come through your ceiling before you decide that it's time to check your roof. Once damage is set in, repairs can get much more expensive. Making a moderate investment in a true life cycle roof management program with Best Roofing is the ultimate way to protect your building's assets. A roof management service agreement with Best Roofing will prolong the life of your roof, preventing premature roof failure and limit consequential damages due to unexpected roof problems. Let Best Roofing help your association save money with their annual service agreements that prevents leaks, provides emergency service, and increases the life expectancy of your roof. Best Roofing provides roof condition surveys and comprehensive detailed recommendations. They outline your priorities and give you a realistic budget, so there's no unwelcome surprises. Best Roofing service agreements also provide for cleaning all debris, performing minor maintenance, sealing and topping off all pitch pans, caulking and minor counter flashing repair, and more. And should a storm hit or other emergency occur, clients with service agreements get priority service. To schedule your free condo roof analysis, call Best Roofing at 954-941-9111. That's 954-941-9111. Or visit online at bestroofing.net. That's bestroofing.net.
Welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. We're here each Sunday at noon. I'm Karen Curtis with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer & Associates, taking your phone calls at 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. We're talking about Section 8 housing, if you can turn these people away. And by the way, if you have a product or service that would be beneficial to our listeners, want to be a guest on the show, attend our monthly seminars where you meet hundreds of different associations, be listed on the show's website, you have a commercial spot during each week's show, you can become a sponsor of the show. Just visit the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com and send us a quick email.
All right, so before we went to our first break, we were talking about what Section 8 housing is. Again, assistance for the poor, housing assistance for the poor, but obviously there's a stigma that some associations think are attached to Section 8 housing. And the question is, can associations simply say no Section 8 housing? We read the law, and the law makes it clear you can discriminate, or you can't discriminate, I should say, against certain classes. But poor people, no, not necessarily that protected class. And therefore, I don't think an association faces potential liability if they amend their documents properly to not allow Section 8 tenants. And as we learned over the years on the show, almost anything goes when it comes to amending your declaration of condominium, you know, however, if, or your declaration of covenants. However, if we're talking about simply making a new rule, again, you can, the right way to do it is by amending your governing documents. But if the board just wants to make a new rule, they may have a more difficult time standing up to scrutiny, again, if it's just done by rule. Why? Because it's a rental restriction, number one, and that only applies to people who vote in favor of that amendment. And secondly, you know, rules have to relate to the health, welfare, and safety of the community. And passing a rule that prevents Section 8 housing may not be able to stand up to the test that rule is being done, again, for the health, welfare, and safety of the community. It's going to be tough.
And in other words, for the rule to be valid, the board would have to show that denying Section 8 housing somehow promotes the health, welfare, or safety of the residents. And that simply won't be easy.
Right. It's not going to be easy. But listen to this little tidbit that actually happened in our Naples office. The attorney that runs our Naples office is Jason Shepelrich. And he wrote to me the other day when he saw what actually we were going to talk about on the show. And he really had a unique situation with a condominium we represent in Naples. That association was actually forced to deny a Section 8 tenant because they get a letter. And I saw this for myself. The association actually got a letter from the insurance carrier that said if the association allows more Section 8 renters, the association's insurance is going to go up thousands of dollars per year.
Wow.
So that certainly sounds unfair, but apparently it's true. So at least here in that situation, the association felt like it really had no choice, again, to save money, but to disallow further Section 8 tenants in the community.
Okay, but if they're going to deny someone the right to live in the community, does the law require that you even tell them why they're not allowed to live there?
Ah, good question. And it's a perfect time to ask that question because I teach this at our seminar. And about a year ago, the Broward County Commission passed a new ordinance that requires any community association that rejects an applicant to now tell them why they were rejected within 15 days of the association actually rejecting them, and they got to do it in writing. And when that law was passed in Broward, I said that eventually other counties are definitely going to follow suit. This is going to become popular. And sure enough, Miami-Dade County also recently passed it, and that same ordinance now applies again in both Broward and Miami-Dade. So if an association rejects somebody now, you can't hide behind that provision in your governing documents that says you don't have to provide them with any notice. You know, you just don't have to tell them anything. You can't hide behind that anymore. You got to give them a reason. And I got to tell you personally, I don't think I have a problem with that at all. If my family applied to buy or rent somewhere and we were told by the board that they're not going to let us in, I think I'd want to know why I'm not good enough for the community. You know, all condo, HOA, and co-op boards take note of this, these new provisions, because that 15-day clock starts when you reject that person. And by the way, you have to reject them within 45 days of a completed application. And you can't, if their application is incomplete, you got to let them know that it's incomplete, I believe, within 15 days. So a lot of associations were simply telling people, we don't have to, we didn't never had a response to you. We never got back to you. Why? Why didn't you either accept me or reject me? Well, your application was never complete.
Can't say
so
that.
So the clock never started. So that game has now been put to an end also. So you have to let them know if their application's incomplete so that they can file a complete application. And if you're going to reject them, you got to tell them why. And just to quickly recap, if you have the right to actually screen and reject in your community, a lot of associations think they do, but they don't. So the first thing that you have to do is find out if those rights exist in your governing documents. But if you do, the type of criteria generally that you can use, criminal record, for example, if the applicant has a history of felony convictions, let's say, might be a reason. Again, the strict criteria that should be adopted by the board. Credit report problems, you know, if a low FICO score, for example, establish a minimum number. A prior history of evictions, of foreclosures, you know, maybe more than two, then we're not going to allow anybody to move into the community with that sort of history. So those are three things. And the fourth would be an immediate inability to comply with the governing documents. For example, it's a 55 and over community, and the people that are applying are not agreeing to have somebody in the unit age 55 and over. So those are the four things. Again, criminal record, credit report problems, evictions or foreclosures, and an immediate inability to comply with the governing documents. Phones are ringing off the hook. How about we go to Carlos in Miami? How are you, Carlos?
Oh, great. I have a question for you, sir.
Sure.
We have a very young board and very inexperienced, and they passed an assessment which they're trying to enforce on all the homeowners. But the assessment was never approved by the homeowners, and they went to a lawyer, and they threatened with liens and foreclosures.
Okay. Now,
on owners that have been here like 20, 30 years.
Okay. Now, you are under the misguided impression that you think the community members get to vote on whether or not there should be a special assessment, and they don't.
Yes.
Your board decides whether or not there's going to be a special assessment, not the unit owners. So as long as they gave the proper notification, they had to send out notice of the special assessment showing exactly how much it's going to be passed for, how it's going to be used, and they got to give 14 days notice in advance of that meeting. As long as they did that, then the board and only the board can pass that special assessment. And if it's not paid, yes, they can and will start lien and foreclosure proceedings. So that's something you got to be very careful about, Carlos. Yeah, a lot of times people get confused, and they believe wrongfully that the community needs to vote on those type of special assessments, and that's simply not the case. Okay.
Oh, okay. So, because it always has been that way. I mean, they've had special meetings where the homeowners voted on it.
Yeah, well, again, not required under the law. The only thing that's required is the notice requirements, and they let you know how much it's going to be passed for, how the money's going to be used. Okay?
Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. All right. How about we go to Joe in Dunedin?
Good morning. As a board member, how much information can I share with an owner regarding lawsuits brought against the association, condominium?
I think you can share everything with them but for privileged attorney-client communications between the board and the board's attorney. I think the unit owners in a community have a right to certainly know what kind of law, legal issues the association is involved in. As a matter of fact, there's portions of the condo statute that require notice to the unit owners if potentially the insurance coverage is not going to cover the association, and that exists in a condo. And these are matters, quite frankly, that are public record anyway. Anything that's in the court file, anybody can find out about it simply by going down to the courthouse and accessing it online. Some documents are even recorded in the public records anyway. So I think a unit owner has a right to know about every single case that the association is involved in. Certainly, they have an absolute right to know that. But what they're not entitled to is the attorney-client privilege communications between the board and their attorney. And the statute certainly protects the board in that regard. Okay?
Thank you.
All right, Joe. How about we do this? Let's take our bottom of the hour break. Denise, we see you're on hold. Just hang with us. Still taking your calls at 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Does your community association want to reserve funds for future repairs, but has no idea where to start? Leave that complex job to Custom Reserves. Let their professional staff inspect your property and provide your community with an analysis that accurately tells you the life expectancy of your roofs, roads, paint finishes, and much more. At Custom Reserves, member-governed associations served include condominiums, townhomes, HOAs, CDDs, co-ops, and timeshares. Whether you're a high-rise condo or a sprawling community, Custom Reserves can prepare a reserve study you can count on. Your home is your most valuable asset. Don't ignore the importance of funding a reserve account because you think you can't afford it. Let Custom Reserves help you avoid a rainy day by saving now and avoiding special assessments later. And if your community is being transferred from the developer to the owners, contact Custom Reserves for a clean bill of health for your property and establish an adequate reserve fund from the start. Call Custom Reserves now for a free no-obligation proposal at 888-927-7865. That's 888-927-7865. You can also visit online at customreserves.com.
Isn't this pool closed?
Don't worry about it, man. No one will.
This is Invera Systems. The area is closed.
Don't worry about it, man. It's probably just a recording.
You need to leave the area immediately.
You can hear me?
I can hear and see everything you're doing.
Come on, man. Let's just go. All right?
Don't leave your community vulnerable to vandals. It's important to be prepared. As industry leader in outdoor asset protection, Invera Systems installs and monitors technology-based security solutions and protects communities better than anyone else. Invera's active video surveillance system utilizes high-resolution digital video cameras and two-way audio, along with state-licensed virtual guards to monitor, record, and protect communities like yours. Contact us today and receive a free security consultation and 15% off installation. Call 855-936-8372 or visit us online at enverasystems.com. That's E-N-V-E-R-A systems.com.
With so many management companies promising that they can help your community, how do you know which one to choose? How about starting with the one that has provided management services to communities in the Tri-County area for over 35 years? How about starting with Association Services of Florida? As part of the Associa family, Association Services of Florida has a service-driven dedication to five-star customer response, an unparalleled investment in employee education, and unrivaled success in residential and community association management. Associations and residents alike look to Association Services of Florida's value-added services, attention to detail, and local expertise for continuous community improvement. Our mission statement says it best, providing unsurpassed management and lifestyle services to communities worldwide. Association Services of Florida's superior senior management team has more than 55 years of combined experience managing communities and providing expert support to management, staff, and board of directors. For a free personal meeting at your community and to find out how Associa can help your condo or HOA, give us a call at 1-800-714-3514. Again, that's 1-800-714-3514. And visit our website at AssociaFlorida.com. Find out for yourself why Associa provides the most value per management dollar in the community association management industry.
Good news. We just received our official certification, so now you can listen to 850 FTL on the job without supervision.
Having problems with the drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA? Overwhelmed by the cost of replacement or repair? Call Pipelining Technologies, 561-853-5463. The low-cost, practical solution to repairing aging pipes and sewer problems. Those old days of invasive repairs to your drain pipes and sewers are over. Thanks to trenchless pipelining and sewer repair by Pipelining Technologies, you don't have to worry about destroying walls, floors, sidewalks, or even landscaping. Pipelining Technologies can fix your drain pipes and sewers without interrupting the quality of life in your community and home. First, the technicians video the source of the problem. Then the patented structural liner is inserted into your damaged pipes. The liner is then inflated to form a new pipe within the old one. And within hours, the job is finished. If drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA are failing due to cracks, corrosion, misalignment, tree roots, or they're just backed up, call Pipelining Technologies. 561-853-5463. 561-853-5463.
And be sure to view their website and 10-year parts and labor warranty at PipeLT.com. That's PipeLT.com.
Someday, you will need insurance. And for that day, you'll be glad you wrote down Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. Why? Because Insurco virtually insures everything. They're a full-line insurance agency that'll put together the best possible coverage and premium for almost anything. Need homeowners or condo insurance? Call Insurco. Need auto or motorcycle insurance? Call Insurco. How about golf cart insurance or trailer and RV insurance? Just call Insurco for a free quote. 1-888-298-8838. They're open every day. From renter's insurance, officer's and director's insurance, and personal liability umbrellas to all types of business insurance, boat insurance, cancer policies, life, health, and annuities, all you need is Insurco. Get a free quote at 1-888-298-8838. They service Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach, speak English and Spanish. Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. It's the only name you need. 1-888-298-8838. Office at 14401 West Sunrise Boulevard in Sunrise, inside Edmore Chevrolet.
Having electrical problems? Don't take any chances. Electrical repair should only be trusted to highly experienced, certified electricians. And that's where Elcon Electric comes in. When you mention Elcon Electric, the response is virtually the same. I know Elcon Electric. Their trucks are everywhere. Serving South Florida since 1989, Elcon Electric's fleet and service professionals are well recognized. When you partner with Elcon, you can be assured that your electrical problems are a thing of the past. They service residential and commercial properties, including high-rise condominiums. No job is too big or too small. They do it all. All work comes with a lifetime warranty, and Elcon Electric is available 24/7. Call Elcon Electric today, 800-446-8915. That's 800-446-8915. And be sure to visit online at elconelectric.com, E-L-C-O-N-Electric.com. Remember, the switch is on to Elcon, your neighborhood electricians.
Bugged about the bugs in your condo or HOA? Creeped out by the creepy crawlers in your community? Tired of termites? At Diligent Lawn and Pest Control, they understand your needs and know you want to rid your home of unhealthy and destructive pests while minimizing the chemicals used in your environment. That's why they've developed the pest prevention services with the most technologically advanced products and application methods in the industry today. Since no two homes or communities are alike, your service is designed with your particular situation in mind. After a thorough inspection of the premises, they apply the appropriate state-of-the-art products in the places necessary to solve your problem. The pledge is to make your home and community environment pest-free. Diligent will gladly come back between scheduled services and retreat at no additional cost to you. to control covered pests in and around your home. Your complete satisfaction is always guaranteed. Whether it's routine pest control, termite problems, pre-construction services, or lawn and tree care, Diligent is there to help you anywhere in the state. Make sure to visit them on the internet and take advantage of the online coupons at diligentpest.com or call toll-free 800-487-8190. That's diligentpest.com or 800-487-8190. Want great no-nonsense customer service? Then get in touch with Diligent Pest Control today.
Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends?
Welcome back to the second half hour of Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. We're here each Sunday at noon for you. I'm Karen Curtis with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer & Associates, taking your phone calls at 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585.
All right, how about we go to Denise in Delray Beach? Thanks for holding, Denise.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm pretty good. I just have some questions for you. I've been in my HOA for over 20 years, and this the board and the property management company is just growing up around here, and I'd like to know, are there any laws governing the amount of notice homeowners should get before our annual meeting?
Yeah, you know what the statute says? Look to your governing documents. What does
it doesn't
your,
say.
What
it does your, not say.
Your governing documents doesn't say anything about how your election is to take place, nothing like that?
It does not say the time. For all the years I've lived here, and I've been on the board for over 12 years,
right,
on and off, we've always had notice at least a month in advance, and we've always put in requests for, you know, new board members to give a little profile.
Right.
None of this happened. This is how it's done this year. I quit at the end of the beginning of last year because I didn't like the way things were run, which was a mistake. I should have stayed on, so
right.
I could have had some control. But this year, they supposedly mailed out the information on the 2nd of this month.
Right.
I didn't get mine till the 4th. Other people still haven't gotten there, so I don't know what. We have 250 people here.
Right. Well, I'm looking at the statute right now. The homeowner statute says the association shall hold a meeting of its members annually for the transaction of any and all proper business at a time, date, and place stated in or fixed in accordance with the bylaws. So it's kind of difficult to believe that your bylaws don't say anything about, you know, when the annual meeting should be.
It says when it should be. Which for the last 2 years has not been on the time
right.
or the place that our documents do state.
Okay, so let's go on. Okay, let's go on. Bottom line. Okay, bylaws shall provide for giving notice to members, and if they don't, it shall be deemed to provide 14-day notice. So you got to give 14-day notice in an HOA.
Okay, now if my package is dated the second from. Excuse me, from their mailing. So the second, I get it the 4th or the 5th. I've gone around trying to get. They don't want a quorum.
Well, that's, you know, we're screaming about this for how long now? You know, yes, of course your HOA board perhaps doesn't want a quorum because they don't want to have to face an election. And
right.
That's why this year, and I got to tell you, momentum is growing. That we're assured that there's going to be bills filed both in the House and the Florida Senate this year that's going to put a stop to this nonsense. And again, I always said this, for everything that's wrong with the condo statute, when it comes to elections, the condo statute got it right. The HOA statute got it wrong. In a condo, you don't need that quorum in order to have an election. In a condo, as long as 20% of the people that are eligible to vote in the election, you have an election. Whereas in your situation, in an HOA, you have a problem and you don't get to run for the board, and you're stuck with the same board year after year, decade after decade, perhaps, because you don't get a quorum at your annual meeting. But those of you who are upset about a problem like that that has existed in Florida since basically forever, look forward to our bill being filed in both the House and the Senate this year. We got a lot of support so far. It's gaining momentum. And hopefully by the time May comes around, we're going to tell you that it passed. Certainly in the interim, we're going to tell you when it gets filed and who you need to contact when it gets filed so that they vote in favor of that bill. But good call. All right, how about we go to Phil in Palm Beach Gardens?
We have our documents call for a 7-person board. It's a condo. They didn't have enough people to run for the board, to fill the 7-person board. Are we allowed to run with a 5-person board, even though the documents call for a 7-person board?
This is a condominium, by the way?
Correct.
Okay, and the condo specifically says 7 people shall serve on the board?
Correct.
Okay, then yeah, you should have a 7-person board then. Absolutely. And if only 5 people submitted their names to be candidates, those 5 people are the board, and those 5 get to fill the 2 vacancies.
Uh-huh.
Okay, but that's how it works, okay? How about we go, let's see, I see Maureen is calling in with questions about Section 8. In Vero Beach. How are you, Maureen?
I'm fine. How are you? Okay. I love your show.
Thank you so much. How can we help?
I have a question about Section 8. Is it still true that inspections are done before the tenants can move into the rentals?
I don't know the answer to that question, in all candor. I'm going to assume that, yeah, there probably is an inspection so that they make sure that the living conditions for that person moving into the home are, in fact, sufficient. Yes. I'm going to guess there is, but that's something I can certainly find out about and get back to you next week.
Okay, yeah, because I would love to know if that's a reason to reject without amending your docs. Because people usually don't want to do any kind of improvements if the apartment is in good condition. But I know in the past I've heard that they ask for all kinds of
sure. Do you have Section 8 housing? Do you have it in your community?
We do not allow it, and that's why I'm calling, because I'm...
Okay, when you say you don't allow it, I'm curious, do you don't allow it because it's specifically indicated in your declaration, or it's specifically done by a board rule?
No, just the board rule.
Yeah, see, then, as we said earlier, your board potentially can wind up getting in trouble by not allowing Section 8 tenants. When a unit owner wants to rent out and you tell that unit owner, no, you can't do it because of Section 8, that unit owner can say, well, where does it say that in your governing documents?
The reason, I called. It was kind of like a red flag that I don't like.
Yep.
So we're going to have to look into that and take it out of our rules.
Right.
So we don't get in trouble.
Absolutely, but it's a good call, Maureen. Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks, Eric.
Okay, thanks for listening. Okay, let's do this. I see we still have Mike on the line. We still have Joe on the line. Very brief final break of the hour. We'll be back right after this, taking your calls, 877-850-8585. Back after this.
Has a flood or other disaster struck your community? Is your association in need of water and fire damage cleanup, floor care, commercial cleaning? Then call the company with nearly 70 years' experience. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7. ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7 cleans upholstery, tile and grout, marble, vinyl and linoleum floors, even wood. If your association has suffered damage as a result of fire, call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7 for help with fire damage restoration, complete structural cleaning, duct cleaning, smoke and odor removal, and more. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7. If your association needs help with water damage restoration, water extraction, structural drying, floor drying, carpet cleaning, mold remediation, and odor and stain removal. A team of trained, caring, and professional water damage technicians will be on site quickly, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. When a disaster happens, call the regional company with the national response team. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7.
1-866-969-6653. 1-866-969-6653.
Or visit ServiceMaster247.com.
Ah, the finer things. Spectacular wine, exotic vacations, or just the time to enjoy the view from your condo? In South Florida, you have access to the finer things. Affinity Management Services gives you time to enjoy them. We provide full-service community association management, including site, administrative, and financial services. We handle everything from complaints and collection of assessments to emergency services and maintenance, giving you more time. Fully accredited by the National Board of Certification for Community Association Managers, we promise service delivered with integrity and respect. And we're endorsed by the Better Business Bureau for our streamlined and professional approach to quality service. Join hundreds of board members across South Florida and call us today at 305-325-4243. Affinity Management Services, simplifying your life to make time for the finer things. 305-325-4243. AffinityManagementServices.com.
Are the roads, parking lots, and walkways in your community association in need of repair? Driveway Maintenance can help. We are the largest seal coating company in the United States and have been an industry leader for over 57 years in asphalt restoration, asphalt paving, parking lot striping and maintenance, concrete sidewalks, curbing, or ADA parking lot compliance. Let Driveway Maintenance pave the way and make your community look great. At Driveway Maintenance, we believe in well-trained personnel, top-quality equipment and materials, and friendly customer service. Our customers include office building complexes, educational facilities, hospitals, hotel chains, apartment complexes, and of course, condominium and homeowner associations, and the largest mall and big box retail companies in the country. Driveway Maintenance, Inc. is a LEED accredited, Green Advantage certified, environmentally responsible, full service asphalt paving contractor and seal coating expert. Driveway Maintenance serves the entire state of Florida and most of the southeastern United States. Call Driveway Maintenance for a free estimate at 1-800-432-1191. That's 800-432-1191. And you can visit our website at driveway.com.
Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends?
Welcome back to the final segment of Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. Again, I'm Karen Curtis with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer & Associates, taking your phone calls at 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585.
They're making us work today, Karen. How about we go to Michael in, I think it's Lake Worth. How are you, Mike?
Hey, good. How are you guys doing today?
Okay, how can we help?
One of our board members is adamant about everyone having to vote by the end of December for retrofitting.
Okay.
Is she correct? I mean, retrofitting handrails.
Okay, so is this a 55 and over community, by the way?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so I'm looking at Florida Statute 718.1055, and basically it says that the unit owners have a right to opt out of a retrofitting requirement for handrails and guardrails. If they do it, then it has to be done not by a vote, by a proxy vote, but it has to be a vote by a ballot. Okay? And,
okay.
Yeah, and what it says is notwithstanding any code, notwithstanding any ordinance, administrative rule, any law to the contrary, and a condominium is not obligated to retrofit the common elements, even if it's housing for older persons, to comply with those requirements for handrails and guardrails. If the unit owners vote to forego retrofitting by an affirmative vote of two-thirds of all the voting interests. So, yes, if you're not going to do it, you have to have a two-thirds vote of the community. Okay, Mike?
Okay.
And it's got to be done by ballot. Yes.
Right. But my question is, when does the community have to do that? Is it a specific date, like the end of 2014, or is it 2016?
I don't know the answer to that question. To me, the question is whether or not did your local building official put you on notice that you have to do it. To me, it's
no.
And you have to find out. I would call them and find out if there's a provision in effect that requires you to do it. Obviously, if you've been ordered to do it, and then take that vote once you know the answer to that question.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Mike. All right. How about we go to Joe in Boca? By the way, still taking your calls, 877-850-8585. Joe in Boca. How are you, Joe?
Good. How are you?
Okay. How can we help?
I'm buying a estate sale, very neglected home in a golf course community, and I want to totally revamp it and solar up the house as much as possible. And I heard this blanket statement that if you do any green energy efficient type of renovation to a home, that the HOA cannot tell you it's an eyesore or do anything to prevent what you're doing. And
yeah. I gotta look at the statute. Yeah, and you're striking a nerve with me. I don't remember it offhand, but there is a provision in there that that even allows things like laundry instead of having to use dryers, like allowing like laundry lines. But I'll have to check the statute, and we can do it. I guess we'll have to get back to you by next show. But I can certainly give you a more intelligent answer next week. Certainly, the idea is to not want to prevent people from going solar. The idea is to want to encourage that type of behavior. But again, I don't have that statute in front of me at the moment. You stumped me today. Someone stumped me, Karen, today.
Hey.
But yeah, I
promise. You get $5, Joe.
Yeah, Joe gets $5. But I promise, Joe, we will definitely give you the answer next week. Fair enough?
Okay.
Or if you want to call me even tomorrow morning, call me tomorrow morning in the office. 855, the number 4 Condo Craze. Again, 855, the number 4 Condo Craze. And I look forward to talking to you.
Okay, thanks.
All right, real quick, Karen, we have another busy week coming up. Remember, a board member has to be certified 1 year before getting elected or appointed to the board, or within 90 days of actually getting elected or appointed to the board. And if they don't, they are removed from the board. And one way of getting certified is by taking our popular Condo Craze and HOA's board member certification class that has now certified over 8,000 people all across the state.
So where else will you be teaching?
All right. A lot of seminars coming up all across the state. But starting out this week, this coming week, October 15th, 9 o'clock in the morning, right here at the L&L Condo and HOA Expo in West Palm Beach, we get to kick off that event at 9 a.m. It's really going to be a nice event. Should be pretty crowded. Last year, we had an amazing turnout. Again, the L&L Condo and HOA Expo in West Palm Beach. A lot of our listeners are obviously going to attend that one. October 22nd, a week later, the L&L Condo and HOA Expo in Tampa. November 12th, 8 o'clock in the morning, the PM Expo event in St. Petersburg, and December 11th at 8 a.m. at the South Florida Cooperator Expo in Fort Lauderdale. But now it's time to announce some really big news. And, you know, Karen, our listeners in Central Florida, they want to meet us, and we put together a fantastic expo at the Convention Center in Orlando on January 14th. We're going to do our board certification seminar, of course, and then we're bringing the radio show to Orlando. We're going to do a live radio show in Orlando in front of a studio audience. We have so many fans up there. You know, they call in during the show. Well, now they're going to get a chance to meet us. We're going to get a chance to meet them. It should be a lot of fun. There's going to be vendors from all over the state there showing you products and services to benefit your community. There's going to be educational courses. There's going to be free food all day long, of course. And, you know, I don't have to tell you, for those who come to hey, I love that. Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
It's
should
all free.
Be a lot of fun. Hey, the bottom line, those of you who have been to our events at the Hard Rock, you know that when we do it right when we put on a show. There's going to be free parking for the first 500 cars. We're going to have a main stage where Karen is going to be doing a striptease. No, I'm kidding, Karen. Take it easy. Karen's going to be on the main stage. And Karen's going to be interviewing people and answering, of course, Condominium Association's questions with me. And the place is really going to have a party atmosphere because we even hired a DJ.
Wow.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. The idea really is to make this fun, this type of expo, truly something different. It's going to be a great event for everybody in Central Florida. You asked us to come there, and we're going to be there, but we're going to do it a little different, a little more fun and exciting than what you may be used to. And if you want to see some details about this event, we just put the website up. So just go to expo.condocrazeandhoas.com. Again, expo.condocrazeandhoas.com. There's going to be lots more events in the future as well for 2015. So, again, we really look forward to bringing the show to Orlando.
And it's also going to be broadcast on our 850 WFTL
exactly.
website.
It's going to be broadcast live over the internet on 850's website. So, again, we really look forward to having a wonderful Expo in Orlando and looking forward to meeting our fans there. All right, how about we go to Roberta in Fort Lauderdale? How are you, Roberta?
Fine, thank you.
How can we help?
I have a question. In this condo, it states that the documents state that in order to be on the board, you have to be an owner.
Okay.
We have a person on the board who is not, I don't think he's an owner because the property is in his wife's name.
This happens all the time. Yeah. And you don't think he should be on the board because your documents say you have to be an owner, and it's only in his wife's name. And I don't know, this has happened dozens and dozens of times, you know, in my career, where you have to tell people, hey, buddy, I'm sorry. I know you think you own the property, but I don't see your name on the deed. And if your name isn't on the deed, then the bottom line is you don't get to serve on the board.
But, oh, okay. Yeah. He claims that it's in a trust for him. Well, but when you look at the Broward County documents, it's not in a trust. It's just in his wife's name.
The bottom line is that's how we do it. You take a look at the Broward County Property Appraiser. That's bcpa.net.
That's where I look.
You type in the address, see what comes up, and they let you actually, you know, click on the deed so you can actually see how the unit is currently titled. And
yes, it's just in his wife's name.
Well, if his wife wants to run for the board, she can run for the board. But just because you're married to the owner doesn't mean that you are an owner. And therefore,
okay, does that mean he can't vote either? Because it says that in order to vote, to be a member to vote, you have to also be an owner.
That's exactly what it means. Even if she signs a voting certificate appointing him as the voter, he cannot vote because when you sign a voting certificate, that simply means that two voters appoint one of the voters, two owners appoint one of the owners to actually vote for as the owner of that unit. He's not an owner, so he can't even be named in a voting certificate. So, no, he has no rights whatsoever. None at all. Okay? He's not entitled. He's not entitled to walk into the office and ask for access to records unless that she names him as her authorized representative as well.
Okay, but he still cannot be on the board,
That's correct. If your documents say you have to be an owner, that's exactly right. And it's unfortunate that these things sometimes get found out late because, you know, you'll have people say, how can you possibly tell this to me after, you know, 10 years I'm serving on the board here, and now you're telling me I can't do it? Yes, I'm telling you can't do it. If you're not an owner, the documents say you have to be an owner, you can't serve. That's the bottom line. Okay?
Okay. I asked him at one of the meetings. I wanted to see a copy of the record showing that it was in trust to him, and he said, I don't have to show you anything.
Yeah, yes, he does. The bottom line is you go with what's on the Property Appraiser's website. Since he's not an owner, he can. Matter of fact, he doesn't even get to come to board meetings. How about that?
Then let me ask you a question. What kind of action can I take? Because he doesn't want to listen.
The bottom line is he's not on the board. So when board meetings start, he shouldn't be taking his seat at the front of the room. He is not a board member because your bylaws don't allow him to be a board member. So, and if your board won't do anything about it, you can file an arbitration petition against your board, and an arbitrator will enter an order making sure that he doesn't actually take a seat.
And have a cop at the meeting.
Yeah, not a bad idea, right? Okay, I hear the music playing. That brings us to the close of another week on Condo Craze and HOAs. Everybody, sign up for our seminars. We look forward to seeing everybody in Orlando, of course.
Have a great week,
and we'll see everybody on Wednesday. Go to CondoCrazeAndHOAs.com.
Perfect.
Have a great week, everybody.
We'll